break through whatever cobwebs may be in your mind, as sometimes things slow down for a lot of people on the weekend. Not for us here on the Good Day program, though. It's time for us to spend a couple of hours talking about your health and well-being. How to heaven is how some people describe it. I guess it would be more of a how to heaven if we were doing a number of other things. But our focus here is your health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on call, on duty, and available right now at 888-553-7536. So if you are fighting with some sort of ailment, you got the flu, you've got a bug, you've got something more serious, you've heard something this week from a doctor that you don't understand or you don't like and you want a different opinion, help yourself, because that's what Ken specializes in. He is one of the most prominent cardiologists in our country, well known around the Southeast, all around the country, in fact, at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. People come by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the millions to get. Actually, over the years you've been doing this radio program, I'm sure that there are millions of people who have heard your advice, Ken, and have heeded it. Most people like your bedside manner or your radio side manner. They don't feel like that. Sometimes I get a little caustic because the self-serving nature of people who don't want to help themselves, they want you to come up with all the answers and they don't want to do any of the work, bugs me sometimes. So I maybe should apologize for that in advance, in case there's somebody that's going to go down that street.
That's why you're not a doctor in real life.
I practice without a license. It's 888-553-7536, the way to connect with Dr. Ken. A lot of medical news this week. The costs for Obamacare. From this, how do we glean what you as a doctor, as a professional, will get for a service that you render to someone who comes to your office?
Well, are you talking about currently or in the future?
Maybe both. To be a little comparative, let's have compare and contrast.
Well, sure. Let's talk about that, because most people have no idea.
Explain what happens, because they think you're filthy rich. You're exactly making money hand over fist. Those lousy doctors, they're ripping us off.
Maybe it was like that 20 years ago, but today it's not like that at all, because the dirty little secret is what you see on your bill is nothing like what we actually collect, because just about everyone today, if you have insurance, comes to the doctor with a predetermined rate, and there's essentially price controls. When you come and have your services performed, and if you have insurance in the doctor's office or in the hospital, we cannot charge what we want. We have predetermined rates that are determined by an agreement with your health care insurer, and that's all we can charge. And sometimes you see these incredibly high numbers on your bill. My daughter was just to a lab, and I almost passed out. I saw $1,500 for several blood tests. But these are fictitious, because this all gets adjusted off, and we get actually charged and pay what is the predetermined rate for hospitals, lab work, doctors. And these values have gone up very little. And that's what actually we get paid right now. And what's going to happen in the future, Doug, with Obamacare, with these new health insurance plans? Nobody knows, really. What most expect is that they will pay doctors Medicaid rates, which are among the lowest. Many doctors feel that they can't even provide good care, because what really is expensive in health care is having good staff. Good staff is expensive. And if you run a practice, one of your biggest bills is the salary, the benefits that you pay your staff. And if the reimbursements are puny, you don't have good staff. And that's one of the big challenges with the amounts that are going to be paid in Obamacare. Supposedly for some of the primary care doctors, the Medicaid rates will be up to Medicare rates for the first few years, but that's how they'll get you in. But then after a few years, they go back down to Medicaid. I have to say, I know very few really outstanding doctors who take any Medicaid these days. Maybe I'm living in a bubble, but if you're a practicing physician and you're of high quality and you're taking Medicaid, please call me and tell me how you make ends meet. I'd love to know.
That's a challenge. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we have a general understanding of how the costs and what, you know, the cost to the consumer, if you will, and what's going to end up coming to you.
The key point is what you see billed and what the doctor or hospital eventually gets paid for the service are totally disconnected, have nothing to do with anything.
All right. So what do you expect is going to change as of next Tuesday, the 1st of October, when the healthcare system changes? So that's really what is going to happen. There's going to be a lot of different stuff for people who either have insurance, don't have insurance, have service, don't have service. What will change for you and what will change for your clients and your patients, and what in general is going to be different about how things are on Tuesday versus how they are today?
Well, the question is, how are we going to get to October 1st? Because right now, if you look at it right now in Washington, it's a mess. And nobody's willing to compromise. So I wonder how we're going to get to Tuesday. And it would seem to me, in listening to one of the congresspeople from, I think it's Virginia, and actually a Democrat suggested yesterday, let's put this whole system on a one-year pause. Obama administration have opted out. We heard this week, at the end of the week, the unions, they've opted out Congress, they've opted out many, many of the companies. And so why don't we give out an opt-out to the individual for a year, just so we can understand this whole process? You know, we had to pass the bill before we could understand what was in it, is what we were told. And I don't see, with the chaos in Washington right now, and everybody saying they're not going to negotiate, it would seem to me some cool minds need to get together, and we should give everybody a year pause to understand this. If you want to join immediately, fine. But if you don't, why don't we give the same agreement that we've given the people who work for the government, the people who work for big companies, everybody, all of these people, unions have been given an opt-out. Why doesn't the individual, the puny folks like you and me, Doug, all of the individuals in America, why don't they have the option to opt out of this for a year and let cooler heads read this, understand it, and then let the elections in 2014 decide whether we want all this?
Well, that's a nice dream, not likely to happen.
Well, how do we get there then?
It's a nice dream. Because
there may be a shutdown in Washington. How?
Well,
if there's no compromise.
There is probably going to be a shutdown, and there are a lot of people who think it's a good idea to have a shutdown, whether it is or it isn't. That's what a lot of people think anyway. I don't know what's resolved by that. I don't think there's anything resolved any more than what was resolved by the discussion that Ted Cruz had this week. That was a complete waste of time, because people who think that you're going to fix the problem by shutting the government down, it's an asinine thought. It's ridiculous. That's not going to happen.
How are you going to fix this thing?
I don't know that you can fix it. I think the government is so broken, this country is so broke and broken, that people don't any longer have the will, nor do they have the means to fix it. I just think it's going to melt.
The will of standing up 21 hours.
That was nonsense. It was
no,
just
so then what are the solutions?
I don't think there is a practical solution.
Mine is to give everybody compromise. Give a year to
breathe. Just kicks it down the can down the road for a year. What happens then?
But it lets the people then decide in a year from now whether they want this with the 2014 elections.
Well, and then what happens? You're going to have people come and vote, and they're going to have to take, this is the Nancy Pelosi way of thinking about things. Okay, we'll vote it in, then we'll read it, and we'll fix it.
My suggestion is the Nancy Pelosi thing? No, my suggestion is let's read it and then vote on it. That's the whole point. Let's take a year and study this, and then let the American population vote.
The other side will tell you, well, it was voted in 3-4 years ago. They had plenty of time.
But no one knew what they were voting for.
They still don't. They still don't know what's in it. There are going to be
That's why I'm saying give us a pause. This is going to take over 18% of the economy. It's already estimated that the cost is going to be twice what they estimated.
Of course it is. And they always lie. They never tell you the truth. They always know this is an insurance bill. This is not a health care bill. You're not going to provide people with better health care because this bill goes into effect. You're going to provide people with the same health care, the same quality that you always have. Nothing will change other than who's in the program and how it's paid for it. That's all that changes. So these people, I'm going to edit myself here, who think this is going to improve health care, there was never one nanosecond's worth of time spent trying to figure out how this would include a change in health care of it. It's not about that. Doug, it's about insurance. That's all this is about.
It's also going to institutionalize health care. It's going to centralize health care.
It's going to socialize it.
It's going to socialize it. It's going to turn people
who
are...
So who gets a choice? I choose if I can pay. If you can't pay, you're screwed. But then there are those people who say there's 30-some-odd million that don't have any insurance. We were screwed before, so now at least we're going to have access to something. Who's going to pay that bill?
Correct. Well, the young are going to pay a lot more, and then people who are of some means are going to be paying a higher taxes to pay for those who are going to be subsidized. According to the rules, people making up to $90,000 are going to be subsidized by people who make more than that by redistribution of tax money.
Maybe what we'll do in a minute here is give people a guide to some of the new exchanges for health insurance and see how that, with all this rhetoric, I think maybe this might be, I've found a couple of different sources. Maybe we'll spend a minute or two talking about that. First, though, let's spend a minute or two talking about how people who are growing older and who are having a desire or maybe the need to go to the bathroom, men waking up in the middle of the night, sometimes 2-3 times to go to the bathroom because their prostate is enlarged. Dr. Ken has a way for you to have some peace, good rest, and the person who's sleeping with you getting likewise a good night's sleep.
Question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired. Interrupted sleep can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. They help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms, and they help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so here's how you get PT9, because that's really the bottom line here. You've heard Dr. Ken extend his thoughts. The idea that it has value is not questioned. It's how you get it. Now, call 800-811-6931 for PT9. Call now. Try it risk-free. 800-811-6931. If PT9 doesn't work for whatever the reason, you get your money back, no questions asked. 800-811-6931. Why not make your system work better? You get a little older, it'll help. That's all right. You get great results from this. I take it every night. PT9. It will work. Call now. 800-811-6931. All right, so...
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55-DRKEN. If you have any health care problem, yourself, your spouse, the kids, your parents, your friends, I'd love to help you get to the next step. 1-888-55-DRKEN. 1-888-553-7536. No paperwork, no cost. Just dial your phone. We'll pay for it. It's toll free from anywhere in the country. I'll share with you over 30 years of experience in medicine. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'd love to hear how you feel about the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and how you feel about the change. What I see is a change in personality in America. You know, I grew up, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Right.
Have we changed our whole personality in America? 1-888-55-DRKN, 1-888-553-7536.
Yeah. 888. Yeah, 888-553-7536. I'm looking at an overall overview of what different states are doing. Some states, Ken, are limiting the information intentionally that the residents are getting. The exchanges, the rise on the exchanges, providing a lot of consumers with the marketplace to compare health insurance plans, to buy the coverage that they want when they want to. The exchanges are likely to be most attractive to people who qualify for subsidized coverage. Those individuals with low, moderate incomes may be eligible for a tax credit, which can be used right away. It's kind of like a gift card to reduce their monthly premiums. People with pre-existing conditions no longer can be denied coverage or charged more. See, I think that's a positive.
There are some positives to this, but the problem is that it's all government that right. is going to be doing this. And what should it, you know, government should be the referee. That's where they really excel. And the rules should have been written so that the private health insurers compete. The big problem in healthcare today is that there's only a few private insurers in most marketplaces, but we should have health insurance sold around state borders so you could buy any private health insurer in any state so there would be huge amount of competition, and then there should be regulations that you can't exclude people, and you let the private marketplace compete and provide the best quality, or you're going to see healthcare like the Motor Vehicle Bureau, and God bless the Motor Vehicle Bureau, but is that the way you want your healthcare?
One of the people that I was talking to about this was confused about doctors and networks. of doctors. Are you in, for example, any, you have your own practice, you have your own facility, you have your own employees. Has anybody tried to put you into a network, or have you combined your services with some others who are providing like services?
Yes, doctors are in these things called networks. These are which doctors for a particular health insurance policy are providers. So if you go to, for example, Blue Cross and you buy their health care policy, they have a network of doctors which are in network, which provides service at a reduced arranged rate. And there's an issue called narrow networks, and this is where the insurance doesn't have any doctors that you want to see, and that's one of the big issues in Obamacare, is that they're going to be selling these health care insurances, but I don't know any doctors yet that have signed up for these. And is the doctor you want in the plan you're being offered? And this is a big issue that people haven't yet discovered, because you just don't get something for nothing. And it looks like we learned this week that some of these rates sound pretty good, but the big question is, what are you going to get? Are there going to be big deductibles, big copays, big out-of-pocket expenses? And what kind of care are you going to get? What doctors or hospitals are going to be accepting these insurances? Are you going to have to drive hundreds of miles to find anyone who will take care of you? There's a lot of unknowns here, and this is why I like this idea. The more I think about it, this West Virginia congressperson who suggested just in the last day or two, why don't we just give those who want the option of waiting another year. You know who's really going to suffer in this are the young who have either no insurance by choice or who have been able to get very cheap insurance, and now they're going to be required to pay like everybody else, and it's going to be a lot more expensive for them. The people who might benefit on this are the 50 to 64-year-olds who are not making much money and have a number of health issues. These people, it's going to be a little easier for. But then the Medicare group, it doesn't affect you directly, but a lot of money is going to be sucked out of Medicare to subsidize these government insurance policies for Obamacare. So there is a committee that's in the health care, Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare, that is really scary to most doctors. It's made up of non-physicians who will now be making decisions about what are appropriate therapies, who will get treated. You know, these were called death panels. I think that may be an extreme term. Right. But essentially, they're going to be non-physicians making determinations about what services. And that's the only way you're going to save money in Medicare is by rationing service.
All right. A lot of controversy, as you can hear, a lot of spin on this from all sides. I think we've presented a lot of information here for you to chew on. Help yourself if you like to comment. Meanwhile, back to your calls about your own health and well-being, 888-553-7536. As Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, available for your...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
After the hour now, as the calls come in, help yourself to 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken will start getting to your calls in a matter of moments here. Email to drken@drkenshow.com or to me, doug@dougstefan.com, so we can get through a lot of your questions. Whatever means you have of communicating them to us, we'll use this vehicle that we have. Lots of radio stations, lots of online services, talk shows on the internet. Ken loves that. DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com. You can go to GCNLive.com, listen there, on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio, you name it. We're there. Help yourself. Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536, brought to you in part by the folks who have worked hard. A couple of times over this past year, we've had Dr. Martin Ginninger on. He's a dentist, and he's the fellow who came up with a formula for power swabs that is just the most amazing way, if you have ugly, really ugly, yellow teeth, to fix that problem. Ken explains.
Nice product. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them too.
Eight. You ready for the phone number? Dr. Ken wants
to call now to try it risk-free.
Yeah, 800-867-4089. Clean up your teeth. Clean up your mouth. Get the stains off your teeth that have been there for years. Call right now and mention Dr. Ken. You get free shipping and a free stain-out quick stick that can be used on the go to help whiten and clean up your teeth. 800-867-4089. Yellow teeth make you smile less. Therefore, you are self-conscious. You don't want to be self-conscious. You want to have something to go to work in 5 minutes to whiten your teeth, and that's what happens. No sand in the toothpaste, no bleach, no horrible trays, nothing except whiter teeth in 5 minutes. 800-867-4089. Our number here is 888-553-7536. Let's hop to Francis, who's listening in Auburn, California. Francis, what can Dr. Ken do for you?
Yes, good morning. Right above my right ankle on the inside, I have a lot of burning and stinging, and it just, like, it wakes me up at night. It is so bad. And my doctor seems to think that it's just nerve ends. He says as you age, that's what happens. But that just doesn't make good sense to me.
Well, it sounds to me like it's probably a peripheral neuropathy, and that's what the doctor is trying to describe to you in simple language. And do you have any diabetes?
No, I do not.
Okay, because that is certainly a very common cause, and I would imagine you don't have any alcohol issue. That can certainly do this.
No, I never drank.
Okay, there's a lot of autoimmune problems that can do this, some chronic inflammatory issues. These can be checked with an easy blood test to screen for your immune system to see if it's overactive. I would definitely do that. You don't work in an area where you're exposed to any poisons, any toxic substances like heavy metals or chemicals. This can do it?
No.
And you haven't been on any medicine like chemotherapy sometimes? That can lead to this?
No.
What about trauma to the area or pressure on this area?
Sometimes I taught aerobics for many, many years.
All
could
right.
that be it?
It might be. Do you have any lower back issues? Or?
He says that I have started a little bit of arthritis on my left back, lower back.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I have no problems whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm one of these healthy ladies.
You sound very healthy. And I would imagine this is probably some sort of wear and tear issue. And, that's what your doctor is basically telling you. And, ask him to, because you sound like you want to go the natural way, no medicines.
I do.
How did I guess?
I don't know.
How did
he did
I guess?
Offer some pills at nighttime. He said that would probably,
help out.
But
unfortunately, there's no specific pill which cures this, and you're off it in a week. It can take care of symptoms, but once you stop it, it's gone. I would ask your doctor about either a physical therapist, even acupuncture sometimes helps this. I would try some fish oil. And go from there.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Christine is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Ken. I am calling about 3 or 4 years ago. I started experiencing extreme abnormal levels of fatigue, which is continuing to get worse. And also experiencing severe, muscle tissue soreness and as if the muscle tissue and the ligaments and tendons are tearing just with normal daily activities. I'm young, I'm very active, I'd like to say healthy, however I don't feel healthy, and I'm very frustrated. I've been to the physiatrist. We've run blood work, which has come back stable. He's tested vitamin D, which there's a controversy over the physiatrist level of what he recommended as normal for vitamin D versus the rheumatologist. I've gone to the rheumatologist. I mean, we just can't come up with any, as the other gentleman said, cause or cure for what I'm experiencing.
Okay, let me just go through the usual causes of fatigue, and then I'm a little bit intrigued by some of the specific signs that you're mentioning, whether they're related to this, but I guess they've ruled out a low thyroid, a low blood count, anemia, low potassium, low heart rate, low blood pressure, depression. I imagine they've eliminated all of these culprits.
I do not know about the thyroid, which that has come up in
cattle. Oh, boy. Please get that.
Get
that checked. In a 38-year-old woman, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a cause of low thyroid, and chronic fatigue is so common. So,
and what about the like systemic pain and that I'm having?
Right.
Would that too be directly related to low thyroid?
Well, it possibly could be, but that makes me think about some other things. You've been to the rheumatologist, so they've excluded any autoimmune problem and inflammatory illness?
Not yet. I just have had one appointment with the rheumatologist.
Okay. Have they drawn the usual blood tests for lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, a general screen for autoimmune disease? If they haven't done that, I'm sure they'll do that.
Yes, I think that's where we're headed with
that. But you haven't gotten the lab work back.
No, I just had okay. one appointment with
Good.
The rheumatologist.
Good, Christine, because that needs to be excluded. And also in the background, if you're having any of the kinds of symptoms that you have, is something called fibromyalgia. And
yeah, he ruled that out. He said, the rheumatologist did rule out fibromyalgia just last week when I was there. He said, I don't have the classic symptoms of fibromyalgia.
What did he think you have?
He said that I have hypersensitivity to pain,
uh-huh.
which I disagreed with him. I'm not saying, I mean, I've been a top athlete. I have a very high pain threshold. I don't know if something has changed for my sensitivity to pain. It's not that that I'm hypersensitive to pain. I mean, I'm just having abnormal cycles of pain, and it's like I'm chasing this little
right.
Pac-Man inside my system. It'll
Christine,
settle here.
What I would do if the rheumatologist can't find an issue, I would like it to be seen by a neurologist to
yeah.
make sure that
okay.
you don't have any unusual neurologic, muscular issue, some sort of biochemical problem that's affecting your muscles. I would want that, although these things are all rare, I'd want those things all excluded, and I would not, usually we exclude fibromyalgia after we don't exclude fibromyalgia up front, usually we exclude everything else, and then fibromyalgia becomes a fallback when we can't find another source.
Interesting, okay.
What kind of athletic pursuits have you been involved in, Christine, or are you involved in?
Oh, well, unfortunately, not now. I just, on my whole life, star volleyball player, basketball, softball, just very athletic. I was doing yoga, which I can't do anymore.
Christine, let me just ask, because I get involved in chronic fatigue because of, in a young woman, there's an entity now which is being more and more recognized and acknowledged called microvascular angina. Do you get any chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations when you do exertion, anything like that?
No.
Okay, so
no.
So then we can then eliminate that as a cause called microvascular angina. The microscopic blood vessels that go into the thickness of the heart can get blocked up. It's very common around for perimenopausal women as a cause of fatigue.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that perimenopausal and is it hormonal? I'm just at a loss. And
well,
very,
I think based on the other symptoms you have, I think you need to get thoroughly evaluated by the rheumatologist, and then if he or she can't find a cause, then you see a neurologist. And if you see a rheumatologist and then you see a neurologist in the brain doctor, and none of them, what you want to know is when you leave the office, doctor, what's my diagnosis? That's your
yes.
question, okay?
Yes. It,
mm-hmm. What is yes. my diagnosis? That's what you want to persistently, in a polite manner, ask these doctors. And if
that's
they,
exactly what I've been doing
okay.
because they've come up empty-handed
okay.
and I say, but why am I having all this pain?
Okay, just ask them, what's my diagnosis? Simple mm-hmm. question, needing a simple answer, and either they know or they don't. And if they don't know, then you need to be reevaluated till you get to the bottom of this. And if you go to a rheumatologist and then to a neurologist and none of them can answer in simple terms, what's my diagnosis, call me back, okay?
Very good.
Thank you, ma'am. 888-553-7536, 15 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ken is a heart doctor. He's a cardiologist. He specializes in taking care of people who have high blood pressure or other things that are connected to both men and women as they age. And as such, He's happy to tell you about something that may help you not become a patient. So this may not be in his best financial interest, but Heart Factors Plus is this way to feed your heart, which ought to probably be started by people when they're pretty young, Ken, yeah?
I just think if I keep people healthy, that's in everybody's best interest, Doug. So are you a man or a woman over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. Call right now to try Heart Factors absolutely free. Call today and get a free bottle, yes, free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
All right, here you go. Dial 800-621-6313. Heart Factors, 800-621-6313. You want to reduce your risk of coronary heart disease. You want to feed your heart. A lot of people are concerned as they age about their heart and what makes it and keeps it healthy. This is a material. This really is something put together. Lots of different materials in this, and it's kind of an interesting look at. I take it now, and I find it to be interesting in that it does boost the things that we were suggesting, libido, sexual performance, that kind of stuff. Not too much information, Doug. Stand by. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
God is not mad at you. It's the Joyce Meyer Radio Minute, a daily minute program to help you experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
We all have an area of our thought life called imagination. That's where we see mental images of how we believe things are. In simple terms, we must learn to think and imagine as God does if we want to see His good plan for us come to pass. You can think or imagine things on purpose. You don't have to passively wait to see what falls into your mind and then meditate on that over and over until it becomes a part of you. Accept the thoughts of God and reject anything that's not from Him. While you're learning and growing, always remember that God is not mad at you.
For more information and insight on how you can experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. God is Not Mad at You is a new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. When Joyce Meyer posted God's Not Mad at You on Facebook a few months ago, she didn't realize that those five words would trigger thousands of posts of gratitude and relief. Her latest book addresses the fears of those who know God loves them but still feel His anger. God is Not Mad at You is the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536. Back to your calls in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Triple 855, Dr. Ken, come join us. I guess we're going to go to El Paso, Texas, and Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Let's go to Wisconsin first and welcome Vicki.
All right, Vicki, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Okay. My question is, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Okay. My question is, my mom is 78 years old, and she really hasn't felt well all summer. But on the 9th of September, she ended up coming, she came into ER and had a heart attack, and right after that had a stroke
while she was
in the ER.
Okay.
But she got TPA within 3 hours, and she's almost back to baseline. She just got some memory problems.
So that's the Drano for the heart and brain.
Right. And so she remained in the hospital for about a week because her white count was up so high and received quite a few antibiotics.
So she had an infection.
Right. And she came home. She was home almost a week, and she ended up going back in last Tuesday with her white count back up to 20,000. And they cannot find any source of infection. They've done cultures. They've done CAT scans. They've tested for all the different tick diseases, everything they could think of. And today she's got the fluid around the lungs, the fluid around the heart, and they're going to do a repeat CAT scan this morning to look for more infection. What they're thinking is this could be the Dressler syndrome, the autoimmune response.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my understanding is that to treat the Dresslers, they would put her on cortisone. But what if...
Vicki, we're getting a little too technical. What you're describing is an autoimmune reaction after a heart attack. It can happen after open heart bypass surgery. What happens, what we understand this is, when you have a heart attack, there's permanent damage to the heart muscle, and sometimes it can expose parts of the body that the immune system has never seen before, and suddenly your immune system is supposed to protect you from foreign bodies and bugs, thinks your own body is foreign, and it starts attacking the heart as a foreign body, which is called what you're describing as Dressler syndrome. And it can happen, as I said, after bypass surgery, and we have another name for it then. But this is treated by, yes, giving medication to tone down the immune system and let everybody cool off and get through all this.
Yeah, my concern is, if she's been on antibiotics, and how can they tell for sure that it's not infection? Because my scare is that,
sure.
I mean, are they going to see the infection on the CAT scan?
Well, they need to get, I hope, if the regular doctors, the general doctors, haven't found a cause for the possible infection, get an infectious disease specialist involved. These are great detectives. They will go head to toe over her with a magnifying glass, looking everywhere. I hope that they have stripped down your mother and looked at her skin. This isn't often a place. See, I can't tell you in my experience how often, you know, you just don't undress the patient and look entirely from head to toe, make sure that there's nothing on the surface. And they want to make sure that there's no urinary tract infection, no blood infection, lung infection, no brain infection, and no abdominal infection. So all of this needs to be looked at thoroughly, even an infection in the heart. And this is what infectious disease doctors live for, to figure this out. What's my diagnosis? What's the cause? So if an infectious disease doctor can't find the source, then it really could be this Dressler syndrome. Also, by looking at the white count, it's elevated. You can break it up into different kinds of cells. You can often tell whether it's an infection or not. I would ask the doctor if they have gotten a consultation with an infectious disease specialist.
Okay. Well, that answers my question really well. That's what I
really
need to know.
That's what he's here for, ma'am. Thank you for the call.
Good luck, Vicki. I hear your strain and stress. It's not easy.
All right. Thank you, Vicki. 888. I always like it when people say stuff like that. 888-553-7536. Yeah, I mean, it's what doctors are supposed to do. Not many of them do it well. Ken does, however, and that's why he's here at your service at 888-553-7536. Some more questions for Dr. Ken lining up. Plaque. I want to talk, there's somebody who wants to talk about plaque. The difference between the plaque in your mouth and the plaque in your arteries, or is it the same? That's something we'll address in the next hour of the Good Day Weekend. No more comments about my libido or whatever else came from that last...
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.